This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1830. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. This edition recorded June 15th. Antarctica, Australia, Burundi, China, Crimea, Cuba, Egypt, India, International, Ireland, Italy, Kashmir, Kyrgyzstan, Sao Tome, Somaliland, Spain, Sri Lanka, Tajikistan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It's time for another special annual broadcast from the BBC World Service for the British Antarctic Survey, those wintering over way down under. They do it every year on our midsummer day, their midwinter day. It's half an hour of greetings from relatives and bits of music. A test of the proposed frequencies was carried out on Tuesday, June 14th, but the actual broadcast is on June 21st between 21:30 and 22 UT. Since we had advance word of this via Ivo Ivanov and Stephen Cooper, many of us were checking out the frequencies, and they were heard with various degrees of quality in Europe and North America, but of course that's far from the target. Anyhow, we may overhear some of this if we care to. Here are the frequencies, sites, and azimuths. 7360, Ascension at 207 degrees. 5985, Wooferton, UK at 184. 9720, Wooferton, 182. And 6035, UAE at 203 degrees. If it's anything like last year, they'll pick the best three of these four frequencies for reception in Antarctica. Manfred Reif forwards news from Unique Radio in New South Wales, one of our World of Radio affiliates. According to their website, uniqueradio.info, the station is currently relocating to another transmission site and waiting for approval from ACMA. The existing site at Halls Creek has been a challenge, and the decision was made to cease transmission from there due to poor reception in much of the area and beyond. Until the new approval from ACMA, we will continue online as usual. That is, low-power shortwave broadcast suspended on 3210. The new target broadcast for Burundi is still being heard. Ivo Ivanov notes it in Kirundi and French only. Between 1800 and 1858 UT on June 10th and 15th on 15480, which is a 250-kilowatt transmitter in France aimed toward the southeast. That's Radio Publique Africaine, as they call themselves in French. However, things may not be entirely as they seem. We have found that there is a station by that name listed on FM in Burundi in the World Radio TV Handbook. But Richard Langley in New Brunswick raises some questions. He says, what's the true identity of this station? Listening more closely to the local language, Kirundi, there are frequent mentions of the FPR. Is this a reference to the Front Patriotique Rwandais or the Rwandan Patriotic Front, the current ruling party in the adjacent country? As I understand it, there are tensions between the governments of Rwanda and Burundi, and there are press limitations in Burundi. So, does this broadcast really originate from some outfit in Rwanda? We might have a clue here from a story in Global Newsroom. Headline, in the midst of a media blackout, Burundians turn to WhatsApp for information. It says, Burundi's radio stations, traditionally the most popular source for news in the East African country, have been all but shut down since a failed coup last May. In the wake of the coup attempt, President Pierre Nkurunziza cracked down on the independent press, including the country's big four independent channels, starting with Radio Publique Africaine, RPA, also Radio Bonesha, Radio Insanganiro, and Radio Tele Renaissance. All were destroyed by presidential loyalists on May 14th of last year, forcing journalists into exile and plunging Burundi into a media blackout. and other journalists who have fled Burundi are also using WhatsApp to continue news reporting from exile. Radio Public Africaine is now using WhatsApp to send daily news bulletins titled Humura on MP3 files. The Humura bulletin is produced by RPA journalists living in exile in neighboring Rwanda and runs 20 to 30 minutes each day. That's from the report, and he says it seems perhaps this group is now using shortwave along with the WhatsApp mobile messaging app to reach Burundians. The website, which was listed for the original station, www.rpa.bi, appears to be hosted in Switzerland, and perhaps that is why it is still available. Kai Ludwig in Germany adds, since this transmission via France was organized or brokered by the Madagascar relay, which no longer has any connection with Radio Nederland, it could be this whole thing is operated from the Netherlands. At least it must originate from abroad, the original RPA having been destroyed, as per another report he links from the Deutsche Welle news website, saying it was destroyed a year ago. The most up-to-date online presence of this operation is twitter.com/radio_RPA, lowercase, where they also link to audio files stored on their rpa.bi web space. Most of this website has obviously not been updated anymore during the last year. The same goes for their Facebook profile. Mike Cooper forwards an AFP story of 9 June. China's propaganda department not good enough at propaganda. President Xi Jinping reminded top state media outlets to strictly adhere to the orders of the Chinese Communist Party during a series of high-profile visits to their headquarters in February. China's propaganda department, tasked with controlling the media and arts, has been given a slap on the wrist for not being good enough at shaping public opinion, according to a report on a government website. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, CCDI, posted an article that described findings from its two-month-long probe of the ruling Communist Party's propaganda department, which began in February. Leaders in the department did not feel a sufficient sense of responsibility for undertaking ideological work, the piece cited CCDI member and investigation spokesman as saying. Art was not directed clearly enough towards socialist aims and political thought, not emphasized enough in universities, he was quoted as saying. News propaganda was not targeted or effective enough, especially in the field of new media, where the department had failed to fully implement the principle of the party controlling the media, the Post cited him as saying. But how about this? From the DailyBeast.com of June 14th via Mike Barraclough, China now has a flying propaganda machine. The military has a new warplane with an unusual purpose to beam propaganda and disinformation into hostile territory. In that way, the new four-engine Y-8GX7 psychological operations plane, also known by its Chinese name, Gaoxin 7, is analogous to the U.S. Air Force EC-130J, which it says conducts military information support operations and civil affairs broadcasts in FM radio, television, and military communication bands. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says, Radio Krim Reali, or Crimea Realities, is a joint project of Radio Liberty and Ukrainian Radio's first program, broadcasting 6 days a week on the latter's 549 kHz medium wave frequency, Monday to Friday at 0530 to 06 and 1530 to 16 UT, and Saturday 1510 to 1600. Programming appears to be in Russian only. Radio Liberty has info and on-demand audio files on its Russian-Ukrainian Tatar website, krymr.com. As if we can't get enough from Radio Havana, Cuba, it also transmits mixing products and harmonics, which fortunately are very weak signals, but they make interesting DX targets. 12230. I was listening June 10th at 2321, a very weak S1 signal in Spanish, and yes, it matched the 25-meter band frequencies 11670, 11760, and 11840. But it was not parallel to 11950, which is a separate RHC service during 1 hour only on weekdays, 23 to midnight UT, this TV simulcast of Mesa Redonda. It so happens that 11,950 is exactly halfway between 11,670 and 12,230. So that makes that a leapfrog mixing product. So then I look for other leapfrogs from the 25 meter band frequencies and again find weaker but detectable carriers on 12,140, which is 11,760 over 11,950. And also on 12,020, which is 11,880, the English service during that hour, over 11,950. However, 11,840 is from a different transmitter site, so would not be involved in this. The Egyptian medium wave transmitter, supposed to be on 774 kHz, has been exactly 3 kHz high lately, 777.0, reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, June 5th at 22:25 UT in Arabic, with a fairly good signal. Checking out the Syrian medium wave frequencies, Chris Greenway in England says 783 is still there, but sounding very weak, and reception will be further spoilt by the powerful and distorted Egyptian that has moved up from 774 to 777. I dare say that it's probably the only station in the world on 777 kHz, so if you can detect even a carrier there, you can be pretty sure it's Egyptian. Tibor Gal in Hungary refers us to discussion by himself and others more about this in late May at www.mediumwave.info. More about DRM from India. In the DX India group, Alakesh Gupta forwards a story from radioandmusic.com. With successful trials of DRM, AIR will fully convert to this digital medium for radio, writes Yogendra Pal. Reports have appeared that there is a proposal by AIR to switch off its shortwave transmitters and switch instead to the Internet, which has already commenced beaming the national channel of AIR. However, former additional director general of AIR and head of the Indian wing of DRM Consortium, Yogendra Pal, disagrees with the reports. He feels that Internet has its own limitations and cannot compete with terrestrial transmission in certain circumstances, including storms. He also feels it is time to switch to digital transmissions, as that has been shown to continue, even when there are storms. Another story from the same forwarding source, from SentinelAssam.com, says All India Radio, Itanagar, is all set to begin a new innings with completely digitalized version, likely from this week, with DRM technology. They don't bother to mention the frequencies, but I assume they are referring to medium wave only, although it used to be on shortwave. And it concludes by saying, the broadcast from AIR would be on simulcast mode at first, analog plus digital, so that listeners can tune into the analog mode with normal receivers. This, in other cities of India, means the two transmissions are 10 kHz apart on medium wave. Coincidentally, Walt Salmon, even British Columbia, reports to IRCA, during the doldrums of summer, one has to have fun in other ways, so I tune the Perseus remote receiver in New Delhi to 1368, which is DRM, with two mono channels. Channel 1 is Vivid Bharati with Indian music, but what was fun is that the song sung was I'm a Disco Dancer, Most Strange. Channel 2 is FM Rainbow, with more Western-sounding programming. English on the second channel. Both are only at low bit rates of 8.08 kbps. All this at 04 UT, June 13th. 102.6 is announced as the FM Rainbow channel. It says, enjoy the listening of DRM quality in MW. Even they suffer from dropouts despite a very strong signal. Nothing was noted on 1081. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 1830. Our website brings you much more information. worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sends a substantial solstitial check to P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. I have received a message from Michael Pietz, chairman of the IRDR Project Working Group at HFCC, That's International Radio for Disaster Relief. He says the objective is to offer to the world community a global HF platform for radio service to audiences in disaster and post-disaster situations when local and even regional communication and information networks are destroyed or overloaded and the population affected by the disaster suffers from an information blackout. We aim to identify and select dedicated frequency channels completely free from interference and to have them assigned under Article 5 of the radio regulations of the ITU. The project is currently being implemented, and several frequencies and their adjacent channels have been selected and made available around the clock and on a global basis, thanks to coordination activity carried out within the groups by members. We want to advertise this project and the selected frequencies with the aim of making broadcasters and audiences aware of them. Having more broadcasters joining the project would help make it more successful by keeping these selected frequencies clear and ready to use in case of an emergency. So we ask for your support for the project. I replied, I would certainly support the project, which has been going on for several years now. However, looking through the frequencies selected, I find that at least one of them would clash with Radio Havana, Cuba, which of course is not a member of HFCC, so they may not be aware of their schedule. That's 11840. I told him about this and said, I wonder how many more disasters will occur before any of this is really implemented. It would help to keep frequencies clear by actually carrying out some occupancy test broadcasts or even continual broadcasts, which would be subject to immediate override in case of disasters. Well, here's the website where you can read all about it and look at the frequencies and times chosen, www.hfcc.org/humanitarian/. I'll just list the frequencies. Some of them are 24 hours, some of them are not. 7400, 9430, 11840, 11995, 13620, 15650, 17500, and 21840. Derek Lynch sends us from news from Ireland, first about longwave radio. Politicians are backing away from earlier plans by RTE to shut down the 300-kilowatt longwave transmitter in County Meath. Surveys of parts of the Irish diaspora in Britain are a factor, as is the rather unstable parliamentary arithmetic in the Irish Dáil, or House of Representatives. If you check European SDRs, even some in Britain, RTE3 from Algeria in French causes a lot of interference to the RTE1 signal on 252 kHz. There was a big Algerian upgrade last year. He says, I'm less than 30 miles away. My reception of RTE is okay, but the Algerian comes in strong at night if I rotate my receiver in a particular direction. And there was an op-ed in the Irish Times from which it seems that the long-wave controversy is still raging and politicians will tread warily. And another story via Derek Lynch about what he calls the Radio Dublin horror. A story going around in the Irish media. North American DXers may recall there was an Irish shortwave pirate, Radio Dublin, back in the 70s and 80s on 6910 kHz. The founder was convicted of pedophilia some years back. He died recently. Now Irish police are linking him to the disappearance of a schoolboy that made headlines many years ago using DNA evidence. That report is in the Irish Times, and there's also one at RTE, the links in DX Listening Digest. Alan Gale says, I just saw this on the Facebook page of IBC, Italian Broadcasting Corporation, news for listeners in North and South America. We've started two new broadcasts via WRMI, every Friday at 01 to 1:30 UT on 9955, and Saturday 1:30 to 2 on 11580. Please try and listen and report to ibc@europe.com or check the website www.ibcradio.webs.com. Joe's Jacob informs us that Radio Kashmir in Srinagar is again running a special Ramzan program pre-sunrise, heard on June 12th at 2214 UT. That's 3:44 a.m. Indian time on 4950 and 1116 kilohertz. They last about an hour and will continue through Ramadan, July 5th. In communication of the British DX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on Sedaya Zindagi from Kyrgyzstan, which means Radio Voice of Life, 5130. He says it's on the air Monday to Friday only from approximately 1530 to 1730 UT, not on the air weekends. Tobias, T squared in Germany, says, I tried hearing VOA from Pinheiro, São Tomé e Príncipe on May 31st at 2034 on 4940 and found somewhat lousy and distorted audio, even suffering from a very annoying variable frequency chirping around 2.9 kHz above and below, so I conclude it must be coming from the Pinheiro transmitter. I also tried the Botswana channel, non-parallel, on 4930, which was audible but even had spurs from São Tomé chirping interfering with its signal if tuned to the upper sideband. So, in fact, VOA was interfering with itself. That was a new experience for me, lesson learned. Even the pros may be caught in the bad audio trap at times. I tried 3 days later, June 2nd, on 4940. The audio seemed a bit better initially, but turned into rather ugly toward the end of the transmission. While signing off, sure enough, the buzz was there again, disappearing just after 2100, along with the carrier, following the sign-off announcement and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Did anyone else find the same issue, and has it now been fixed? As we expected, Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, has extended transmissions for Ramadan on 7120. Normal sign-off time is around 19 UT, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was still hearing it after 2000 on June 11th. Previous years, although it did stay on a few hours later, it did not stay on all night. The North American frequency of Radio Exterior de España, 17855, had been missing whenever we checked, since at least June 5th. But finally, we heard it again on June 14th after 18 UT. Fortunately for those eager to hear European football games, I suppose, even if they're in Spanish. A major story I wanted to mention last week but could not get it confirmed in time was the abrupt close down of the Irana Rila Relay in Sri Lanka of the IBB, that is, carrying U.S. government broadcasts, Voice of America and others. It was too expensive to maintain, and something like a quarter million bolts on the antennas needed to be replaced because of corrosion. It seems that IBB relays are closing down now at the rate of two a year, and a reliable source tells us one of the German stations is next. This is a real shame, I say, since obviously Sri Lanka was an ideal site for covering much of Asia. Victor Gunatilaga in Sri Lanka, who works as a monitor for IBB, confirms the last broadcast went out on June 8th. Sad, but this is the way shortwave goes. Subsequent investigation finds that most of the transmissions carried by Irana Vila have continued at the same times on the same frequencies, but moved to other sites. Armenia, Thailand, Philippines, UK, Kuwait, Germany, and Saipan are all pitching in to replace Irana Vila. The new schedule has been compiled by Ivo Ivanov in the new DX Listening Digest. The services involved include Radio Free Asia, Diva Radio, Radio Mashal, Radio Farda, Voice of America, and Radio Liberty. Ian of Shortwave Sites says the Irana Vila station had a lifespan of 17 years. By the way, not a single broadcast on the final schedule or the replacements is in English. Via Rusty X, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing Tajik Radio Home Service not only on its third harmonic, which is most often reported in the 20-meter ham band, 3 times 4765 on 14295, but also on its second and fourth harmonics, 9530 and 19060, June 10th at 0400. Tom Taylor reminds us via communication of the British DX Club that European music radio, apparently originating in the UK, has special broadcasts for UT Sunday, June 19th. WBCQ 7490 at 03 to 04 UT. then at 07 to 08, 11650 via KBC via Germany, 08 to 09, 6045 via the same, 08 to 09 also via Baltic Radio, 9485, and 19 to 20 UT, 6070 from Channel 292. Via Hans-Jörg Wiener, PR from BBG, says, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty announces its new president, Thomas Kent, a longtime Associated Press journalist, has been appointed. A skilled media executive with extensive experience in management, international reporting, and journalism standards development. He worked at the AP since 1972, including Moscow Bureau Chief, International Editor, Deputy Managing Editor, and Standards Editor. I check as many World of Radio broadcast times as possible to confirm them or not, and every week it seems there's usually at least one of them which is missing or the wrong edition played, perhaps. But there is another, possibly more reliable way to listen to World of Radio via podcasts. We already have about three different podcast routes, but another important one has been added thanks to Keith Weston. We're now available on iTunes. The exact link is too complicated to mention verbally, but you'll find it in DX Listening Digest, or maybe by searching, if you know how to do that, at iTunes for Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. I didn't hear all of Alan Wiener Worldwide last week, but John Carver says he heard something very interesting, that someone in the Southwest had bought the former KJES shortwave station. I suspect that might have been Scott Becker, but we'll have to wait till we can hear the entire program once it appears in the archive. Very short notice, but if you're hearing this in time, James Branham says this week's Broad Spectrum Radio on WBCQ is a special episode of Pride 2016, Stand With Orlando Vigil, held in Oklahoma City, hate-defying joyful music. We need to dance in the face of hate and oppression. That's Thursday, June 16th, 23 to midnight UT on 7490, and it will be available at his website. Manfred Reif adds that there will be another special repeat Friday, June 17th, for Europeans on 6070 at 17 UT. From BBC Monitoring, via Terry Kruger, John Collins, and Rob Harwood, unpaid debt silences Vanuatu public broadcaster. A story of June 14th. Vanuatu's national broadcaster went off the air June 13th. Because of an unpaid utility bill, there was a total blackout of Radio Vanuatu and Television Belong Vanuatu, people across the country unable to tune in, according to Radio New Zealand International. State-owned VBTC was cut off by its electricity provider after failing to settle its debt, according to the Pacific News website. It continued to operate using diesel power generators, but not for long. The fuel ran out, leaving both TV and radio stations silent. The power was reported restored, however, the next day. We are now at the height of the sporadic EDX season in North America, so a reminder to keep an eye on analog lower TV channels for possible Latin American TVDX other than Mexico. And FMDX, so 96.5, I had the Radio Tricolor, which must have been from Denver, unusually close. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4, June 16th and 24th, 25 and 5, July 2nd. Solar flux dropping from 95 June 21st to 80 by July 1st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1830.